Greetings, 91-week Voyagers. Pastor George back with you again as we roll into week number 72. This week we finish out the utterly fascinating book of Daniel, followed by the first three chapters of Ezra. And so today I'm going to do something I haven't done very often. I'm actually going to identify three areas or principles, two from Daniel and one from Ezra, that I want to emphasize with you today. Now, I feel compelled to do this because there are some biblical principles presented in the reading this week that are not only uniquely presented, but also important to our maturity as believers. And as always, I'll be reading from the NLT, the New Living Translation. The first comes from Daniel chapter 5, verse 21, and it says this: "The Most High God rules over the kingdoms of the world and appoints anyone he desires to rule over them." Now, as you know, we're in the middle of an election year. However, it doesn't really feel much like it right now because much of the election focus has been diverted by the COVID-19 pandemic and more recently the civil unrest that's gripped this nation following the brutal death of George Floyd. Normally, we're knee-deep in election hype by now to the point of exhaustion, and I'm sure it will kick into high gear before too long. However, Daniel chapter 5, verse 21 reminds us that God is really in charge because he appoints anyone he desires to rule over the nations, and that includes America. Last week, we read Daniel chapter 2, and verse 21 said this: "God controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings." The point is, God is in control. And no amount of cable news hype, rhetoric, or propaganda is ever going to change that. It burdens my heart to see the way Christians behave during elections, as though their eternity depends on who lives in the White House for the next 4 years. I know elections matter to a degree, but the day we entered God's kingdom is the day we shifted our allegiance from kings of this world to the King of Heaven. We are kingdom citizens first, American citizens second. The scriptures are very clear about that. Our allegiance is to King Jesus and nobody else. Look, I'm as patriotic as the next person, to a point. I served in the armed forces like many of you. Some of you even have parents or grandparents that died in World War II defending freedom and protecting the world against tyranny. But my ultimate allegiance is to King Jesus, not to America, and certainly not to any president, politician, or governing party. Yes, we all want to be governed by righteous leaders. But I would submit to you that the best way to impact an election is not by watching cable news and demonizing the opposition, but instead by getting on your knees, because God is in control. He removes kings and sets up other kings according to his purposes. Although it may appear that elections are determined by campaigning and votes, they're determined in the heavenlies, first and foremost. For me, I made a decision a long time ago not to get caught up in election rhetoric or political hype, because it's easy to do. Yes, we need to stand up for righteousness and confront evil, but we can only do so effectively by keeping the real enemy in our sights, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers in high places. And the older I get, the more I tend to pray, "Not my will, but your will be done." There's a war going on in the spiritual realm that impacts what happens in the physical realm and vice versa, which leads nicely into my next principle. Now I'm going to read from two passages from Daniel that are utterly captivating and highlight an important principle. Daniel chapter 10, verses 13, and then verse 20. Now, in verse 13, we see Daniel conversing with an unidentified angelic being, many believe it to be Gabriel, who was dispatched by God to bring Daniel an answer to his prayers. And this verse provides a riveting glimpse into some of what actually occurs in the spiritual realm around us every day. And the angel says this to Daniel in verse 13. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me, and I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. And then he goes on to say this in verse 20. Soon I must return to fight against the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia, and after that, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Greece will come. Now, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia is an evil prince fighting against and disrupting the causes and purposes of God. And in this case, he was able to delay an answer to prayer for 21 days. I can't even get my mind wrapped around that. There's much more going on around us than we can see. The true battles are taking place in the heavenly realms, in the unseen world around us. That means spiritual forces of evil and wickedness are our actual enemies, not people. It's evil spirits and demonic forces that influence and coerce people to do bad things. That means in order for us to be effective as kingdom disciples, we need to divert much of our attention away from the physical world we can see and onto the spiritual world that we can't see, because that's where the real battles are being won and lost. There are battles for us to fight, but they're spiritual battles that require the use of spiritual weapons. And Satan uses the things of this world, including politics and people, as diversionary tactics to redirect our attention and focus off of him and onto the diversions. Now, we do have to live and function in this world, so we do have to pay attention to it. But we've got to do so with the right perspective and with one eye always on the realities of the spiritual realm. Otherwise, we risk spinning our wheels by fighting the wrong enemy. Now, if you want to learn more about this, I preached a message back on March 10th of 2019 called The Invisible War. You can find that in the media archives on our website. I'm going to finish up here today with one more point to think about with regard to this week's reading. It comes from Ezra chapter 1, verse 5, and it says this, Then God stirred the hearts of the priests and Levites and the leaders of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of the Lord. Again, we see here that God is in control. And not only is God in control, he stirs the hearts of his people to do his will, which is what I want to emphasize here today. That means as God's people, we must remain on alert through listening prayer in order to be receptive to the voice of God, who could be stirring us at any time to accomplish something specific he wants us to do. That means our primary objectives in this life must be kingdom objectives. Paul instructed us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 to pray without ceasing or to pray continually. And Jesus used parables to teach us to pray persistently, as he often did when he went away to lonely places that were isolated and away from others so that he could hear from his Father. Jesus gave us a good model to follow. And part of training yourself in godliness that we focused on last week is learning how to get alone with God and listen for his voice and being open to the fact that he may be stirring your heart to accomplish something specific on his behalf and for the good of the kingdom. But it's hard to hear from God if we aren't quiet and on alert, and if we don't take time to intentionally be alone with him to listen. For example, I have a place in my own house where I can get away and be alone with God on a daily basis. It has a door that closes and keeps others out. We all need a private prayer closet or a sanctuary where we can retreat and be alone with our loving, bridegroom consistently. God isn't this being who lives way out there somewhere and just wants to observe us. Instead, he's someone that desires intimate relationship with each of us. And he wants to interact with us. And he's a really good communicator. But it takes two to tango. Relationships of any kind must be actively pursued if we want to grow closer with anybody. And Jesus is no exception. Well, we covered a lot of ground today and went longer than normal. So let me sum up the 3 points for you quickly. First, remember that God is in control. So do whatever's necessary not to lose your moral compass over politics this election year. I turned off cable news a long time ago because I realized it wasn't feeding my soul. It was filling me with demonic junk. Secondly, remember to keep one eye on the spiritual world at all times because you function in a spiritual world, whether you realize it or not. And there are spiritual forces of evil that you cannot see that want to do you and the kingdom harm. And third, be constantly aware that at any moment God may stir your heart to accomplish his will in a given area. And if you aren't living a lifestyle of active listening, you may miss what he has for you. God keeps us here for a purpose, and that purpose is to be on mission with him, doing his will and what he calls us to do. Now, much of that we can discern from Scripture by being obedient to his commands. But other times he may be calling us to do something more specific, like he did the leaders of Judah, to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Thanks for tuning in today. This is Pastor George. Have a great week serving the King.